The 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act lowered federal excise taxes, also known as sin taxes, that alcoholic beverage makers pay on their finished product. That reduction was temporary and expires at the end of this year, meaning beverage makers in Idaho are preparing for higher tax bills. Troy Oppie reports.
It's harvest season at Boise's Talaya Winery. Grapes are sorted by hand onto a conveyor belt heading for the destemmer.
It's a product of the freeze that we just had a couple of days ago. We're just having to work a little bit harder to make sure the fruit's as clean as we want it.
Earl Sullivan co-owns Talaya Winery and is the chair of the Idaho Wine Commission Board. Today's grapes are processed and barreled for aging, but won't be bottled or taxed as wine for 2 years. That can make preparing for tax law changes difficult.
We spend several hundred thousand dollars a year in production for 2 years down the road, so the most likely impact in the short term would be a reduction in production.
The tax rate is based on how much makers produce, and for wine, how strong it is. For example, on wines above 14% alcohol, which is many reds, a winery the size of Talaya has seen a 90% reduction in federal tax. The provision impacts the beer and spirits industries as well, all of which use grapes, barley, and hops from Idaho farms. For the past 2 years, breweries have paid $1.75 less tax per keg of beer. Brian Garcia-Brown is head brewer at Edge Brewing in Boise.
What it likely ends up meaning is I have to produce more, less expensive, less exotic beer style, and I lose my ability to innovate the way that I'd like to.
For breweries putting beer in six-packs, the tax decrease was helping offset increased tariffs on aluminum cans. Idaho's congressional delegation publicly supports legislation extending the tax break, but those bills aren't likely to come to the floor until the very end of the year. In the meantime, Idaho producers are planning for higher taxes, but hoping for continued relief. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.